Hello, and welcome to Bridging the Gap, a podcast of the Governmental Accounting Standards Board. I am Joel Black, chair of the GASB. In this episode, our host, Matt Broder, Financial Accounting Foundation Vice President of Communications, will be talking to GASB Senior Project Manager Lisa Parker and GASB Project Manager Kara Deanna about what it's like to work at the GASB, what a day in the life of a GASB project manager is, and what it's like to participate in the standard setting process. Over to you, Matt.
Joel, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here today in Norwalk with Kara Deanna and Lisa Parker from the GASB staff, and we're going to have a great conversation about what it's like to work at the GASB. So, Kara and Lisa, we're going to get started, and I think for our audience's sake, why don't we just start with a simple introduction? Tell us a little bit about your role at the GASB, when you joined the organization, and what you do now. And we'll start with you, Lisa.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Matt. So I am a certified public accountant and a chartered global management accountant. I began here at the GASB in 2008, so I've been with the organization for 17 years now. When I think about my role here, I really can dissect it into four kind of key pieces. The first piece is my senior project manager role, which means I work with the team and I lead various projects that are on our technical agenda in pre-agenda research or post-implementation review. The second thing I do is I serve as the coordinator for the Governmental Accounting Standards Advisory Council, otherwise known as GASAC. So that means I'm the liaison between the council members and the GASB staff, and I work to coordinate their meetings and the membership. I also serve as what some have called me as the GASB ambassador, which means I'm in the field a great deal, speaking at stakeholder conferences, educating them on our statements that the board has issued and other activities that are in the GASB's technical plan. And the final thing is I answer technical inquiries, which means when stakeholders submit questions through the GASB technical inquiry system or through direct email to me, I research and communicate with them on the answers to hopefully lead them in the right direction on their implementation of various standards.
That's a very full plate. Kara, tell us a little bit more about what you do.
Thanks, Matt. So I am a project manager here at the GASB, and I have been working here for about 3 years. So a little different time frame than Lisa's been. But my role here is very similar to what Lisa explained, just maybe on a different level, where I'm working on two project teams at the moment. I'm not necessarily leading them, but I am a member of two major project teams. And in addition to that, I also will do speaking engagements as well as answer technical inquiries. So I think a lot of the roles of the project managers, no matter what level or how many years you've been working, are the same. It just may be different in how in-depth or your involvement on those projects are.
Right. The subjects change over time, but the role is pretty similar from project to project.
Correct.
What does that look like then for you, Kara, a typical day with your teams?
It's hard to talk about a typical day because every day is really different. I remember when I was interviewing for this job, I asked that exact question to some of the team members that were here, and there was one comment that really resonated with me. So I'd like to repeat it, and one of my coworkers now said, a typical day, I do a lot of reading, writing, and thinking. Which is true. There's a lot of days where we're doing a lot of research and thinking about concepts and different topics and really thinking about those and how are we going to prepare materials to go to the board. So that could be a typical day. But then there's other days where there's a lot of interaction with your team, a lot of interactions with other stakeholder groups that are external from the GASB environment. So it's something I really like about this job is that your typical day can be different from one day to the next.
Very cool. Lisa, you have described several different roles. I'm not sure which one you want to pick here, but I'm curious about what might feel like a typical day for you at the GASB as well.
Yeah, you know, I think, Kara, you really described a typical day very well because there really isn't a typical day. But when I do think about what's common about every single day, I think of juggling and multitasking. And like she said, depending on where your projects are in due process, it could mean very different things. I really loved how she characterized, you know, the reading, writing, and thinking. And like I said, depending on where a project is, some of those aspects are heavier on one day, lighter on another day. But at the end of the day, it's all about really fulfilling our mission, about working towards putting forth standards that really allow users to make great decisions and assess accountability around governments.
Right. Getting to the mission.
Sure.
Obviously, of the GASB.
You got it.
I'm going to stick with you for just a minute, Lisa, because I think both of you have talked about collaborative activities, and collaboration seems to be a pretty big part of what you do. And I wonder if you could elaborate on that and what collaboration looks like, what opportunities there are for collaboration as you go through your work here.
Excellent. That's actually a really good question, Matt, because almost all of the projects that we work on here at GASB, we work on as a team of GASB staff members. So the nature of all of that really facilitates collaboration. As a project manager, you know, we develop the project schedules, the timelines for each project that we work on. But from that, the teams then kind of take it away and they meet on a regular basis to determine the steps that they're going to put into place to achieve those schedules and those timelines. And in doing this, the project issues are discussed collaboratively amongst the team. So, you know, as a group, we're better than individual. What one person thinks of, another person might not think of. So these brainstorming sessions, as I like to call them, and where we develop ideas, are then used as the basis for our writing of board papers that we use to inform the board's decision-making and their tentative decisions that are critical to the advancement of all of the projects.
Thank you for that very, very helpful description. So it sounds like you guys love your jobs. I think that's great. No job is perfect. There must be days that are more challenging than others. And I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit, Lisa, you first, about maybe what does a challenging day look like at the GASB when things maybe don't quite go the way you're hoping they go?
That's a great question. So I would say probably the most challenging aspects of the job, and especially for somebody new that comes onto the staff, is the technical and conceptual thinking that's required within all of the projects. You know, a lot of times when people come to work to the GASB, Kara and I both, we were coming from the preparer side of our stakeholder group. And so, you know, that's pragmatic and you're implementing a standard. But once you get here, now you have to think in a whole different way, this whole conceptual spin to it, which can be quite challenging. The multitasking also can be quite challenging to keep all of those balls in the air when you're working, as Kara said. You know, we're not assigned to one project. We're assigned to several projects, and they're at different phases in the project life. So there's a lot of juggling and time management involved in keeping all of those balls in the air.
Kara, anything you want to add to those challenges for working at the GASB?
I think she's hit the nail on the head, but what I want to point out is those challenges are also probably the most rewarding part of working here.
Say more about that.
What Lisa said with, you know, tying things back to the conceptual underpinnings of accounting standards. Before, as a preparer, I worked on understanding the how to implement these standards, how to put my financial statements together. Here at the GASB, now you need to understand why are we doing this? You know, so challenging to understand those concepts, especially if it's something you haven't been working full in your full career, but also rewarding, right? When you can finally understand that, be able to prepare materials and then bring things to the board so they can help make those decisions.
That's a great pivot, Kara. Thank you. Lisa, do you want to say anything more about the parts of the job that get you really excited and make you feel good?
Yeah, I mean, everything about the job gets me really excited. I think, you know, it's hard if you have a passion for governmental accounting and financial reporting to not be excited about just the mere being here at the GASB. But it's also about the impact that we make. You know, we make such a broad impact in the governmental accounting and financial reporting space that sometimes just blows my mind that I'm actually here part of this whole process. And honestly, being part of this small team that Kara refers to, you know, the team is some of the most brilliant minds in governmental accounting that I've ever come across in my 30 plus years now working in the governmental space. So that's pretty rewarding and exciting as well, to be able to collaborate with those other just awesome minds and awesome people.
Carrie, you want to add to that?
Yeah, and I just wanted to make the point, because Lisa says she works with the most brilliant minds, you know, in her opinion. And I think the reason that we like to say that is because of the backgrounds of all these minds that we work with, right? It's not just from one type of background. We have people from different types of government backgrounds, local and state backgrounds. We have preparer backgrounds. We have auditor backgrounds. We have different types of user backgrounds. And all of those, bringing them all collectively together, I think is what kind of creates that those brilliant minds, or why it's so great to work with all these different perspectives.
That's interesting. Maybe you could say a little bit more about that in this. I'll phrase it in a very specific way. In what ways, and I'll start with you, Kara, do you feel like you have changed perspectives or have grown intellectually through your work here at the GASB from where you were before?
In my previous career, I worked for the New York State Comptroller. I worked specifically in two different roles, one working supporting local governments, ensuring that they understood accounting standards, or if they had practice issues, we were a resource they could come to. In addition to that, I had a second role being a preparer at the state level, preparing New York State's financial statements. So I have a little bit of background as a preparer at the local government and the state government level. But then being able to come here and get perspective from auditor backgrounds, the user community backgrounds, that's something I never really had. In addition, I have a very narrow focus of just New York State. You know, so coming right here and also having different preparer perspectives from across all 50 states has been very eye-opening, because not one government, not one state is really the same.
Yeah. And Lisa, of course, your tenure here stretches back quite a bit further, and I think it's fair to say that you are generally perceived within the organization as one of our thought leaders, but I'm wondering if you can talk about how you continue to learn and how you continue to sort of grow as you have experiences and interactions with stakeholders and your colleagues.
Yeah, you know, it's very interesting, as you know, Kara was mentioning about the different perspectives of the stakeholders. And when you come in, you're kind of siloed with your own personal, you know, thoughts coming in, depending on if you're a preparer, a user, or an auditor. So being here, and because our due process is so extensive and so inclusive of all types of stakeholders, it really opens your eyes to how other types of stakeholders perceive the standards, react to the standards, why the standards are important to them. And it just really broadens your understanding of the whole process and why it's so critically important.
I guess the point I'm trying to make here is that with a relatively new employee and a more seasoned veteran of the GASB, the opportunity for intellectual growth and learning continues really throughout your tenure.
Every single day.
Yep.
Yes. It's not like we come in here knowing all.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing. I feel like every day I learn something. Yeah. And not just one thing. Usually it's many things every day.
Yeah, that's cool. So to move from the abstract maybe to a little more specific, Kara, is there a particular project that you are proud of that you've had a chance to work on here at the GASB?
Yeah, there are quite a few, actually. So when I first started, I was put on a team that was tasked with doing some research on just gap utilization across the 50 states. As we've learned, gap is not required by any one single authority, and it is up to the 50 states to maybe make that determination if they're going to require gap or not, or if they're silent on the matter. So we conducted research. It was not a technical project by the board, but it was a separate, it was not a standard setting project. It was a separate standalone research project on just gaining an understanding, in my view, on who our customers are and how can we cater to them. So that research, we provided or created a working paper, and we presented that research to the AAA, which is the American Accounting Association, their government and non-for-profit sector, this past February. So I'm really proud of that accomplishment and being able to do research that is something that I've never done in my career prior, which was something new and exciting that I was able to do in this role.
Seems like it would be really valuable knowledge, not only for GASB to have, but for others who are interested in this topic.
Yes, I think it's extremely valuable knowledge to us as an organization to understand who's using our standards, or to a certain extent, how are they using our standards, but then also to the general public.
Great. Work-life balance is a topic that is often on people's minds. Lisa, could you just talk a little bit about how you have tried to maintain work-life balance while you are here at the GASB?
Yeah, you know, work-life balance is obviously very important for people's health and well-being and happiness. And I think the balance that this job now affords me is really better than previous positions that I've had. I mean, this is a very demanding job. There's no doubt about that. But I feel as though the organization as a whole genuinely values work-life balance. And as a result of that, they provide flexibility, I believe, that individuals need to be able to better strike that balance. You know, most notable here is the hybrid working policy that was put into place post-COVID.
Yeah.
So I think it starts at the top, right? When that tone is set at the top and the policy sets that tone, that it then allows us to be able to feel that it's okay for us to have a work-life balance.
Yeah. Yeah. Turning to what it might be like for someone who is considering coming to work at the GASB, what are the qualities or skills that you think have helped you succeed, or that you see in your colleagues that have helped them succeed as employees and leaders here at the organization? Lisa, we'll start with you.
Okay, so I think it starts with a genuine passion for governmental accounting and financial reporting. You know, being hardworking, being dedicated to our mission, which is where I believe the passion comes from. A passion to learn, because we learn every single day. The ability to work well with others, because as I mentioned, we work in teams. The project work is primarily done in teams. And then the last thing I would say is the ability to communicate. You know, and it's communication not only written, we do a lot of written communication, but also orally. You need to be able to talk to people, whether it's stakeholders or, you know, fellow colleagues. I think those are the key things that I would say you need to possess.
So I found out about the position. I think I happened to be on an emailing list because I submitted a technical inquiry in my prior role. So it was on the GASB mailing list, and an email came across to my desk saying the GASB's hiring. Again, this was post-COVID. I read the job description. It said flexible working environment. You know, so I said, well, why not me? You know, what's the worst that could happen if I could just submit this application? The worst that can happen is I could maybe have a nice conversation with some people about government accounting. And, you know, so I just took the jump. I wasn't afraid. And, you know, that led me here.
And as a relatively recent hire, what advice would you give to someone who might be considering working at the GASB?
My advice would be to apply.
It worked out for you.
It worked out for me.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, don't be afraid to just try.
And it
you
worked out
know.
For, and I should say it worked out for us too. So that's
absolutely
that's great news. Last question, and I'll toss this one to you, Lisa. How can prospective employees learn more about opportunities that may arise to work at the GASB?
So I would say check out the GASB website, www.gasb.org. It's newly updated. It's fresh. There's tons of information there on what we have done, what we continue to do. There's information about job opportunities. You really need to check it out is what I would tell people. I always tell everyone I run into to flag that website as one of their favorites. Also, you can reach out to Kara or I directly. I hope I'm not putting words in Kara's mouth, but both of us would very much welcome the opportunity to speak to anyone about working here directly. Our contact information can be found on that great website that I'm referring to. We'd love to talk with anyone more about becoming a member of our very special GASB team.
That's great. Kara, Lisa, thank you both so much. I think you've given folks a real insight into what it is like to work at the GASB and some of the challenges and opportunities that you master and take care of every day. It's been great to learn more, and we'll be sure to have you back on the podcast again in the future. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
thank you all so much for tuning in with us to this episode of Bridging the Gap. We hope you'll join us again, and please be sure to visit gasby.org/podcast to subscribe and to stay updated on future episodes. You can also follow the Gasby on LinkedIn, Facebook, and X, previously Twitter. Bridging the Gap is a production of the Financial Accounting Foundation, produced by myself, Eileen Foley, and brought to audiovisual life by Patrick Dorsman. So until next time, keep balancing those books, crunching those numbers, and embracing the art of financial reporting.